The Muskrat Falls Concerned Citizens Coalition defines itself as a group seeking truth and demanding accountability. The coalition will hold a public meeting tomorrow evening to give an update to its members in advance of the resumption of the inquiry into the Muskrat Falls project, which begins next week in Labrador. Coalition representative David Vardy joins me live in studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Paddy. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. What's the purpose of this meeting?
The purpose of this meeting is to inform our members and bring them up to date as to what happened during the first phase. First phase was all about pre-sanction. We're now entering in the second phase. The second phase is post-sanction, which really means it's focusing on the execution of the project management, tendering, a contract award, contract management, the costing, the very expensive stuff that led to this project going to $12.7 billion currently.
Yeah, and of course, interestingly for me, is we'll maybe get to hear from some workers who are on site to really shed some insight as to how things got away from us. What should people be looking towards in the second phase, in your opinion?
In the second phase, we've got to look at whether best practices were followed in terms of the contracting and the management, whether the decisions were taken on a timely basis. For example, one of the key issues, Patty, will be whether Nalcor pulled the plug on Estaldi at the appropriate time. Did they wait too long to pull the plug? Because obviously they had the opportunity to pull the plug earlier, and they didn't do so in November of 2018. And at this point in time, there's a lawsuit involving Estaldi and Nalcor. So that's one of the big ones. There's other big issues as well. Second largest project apart from the Estaldi one is the one with Villard. That's been fraught with issues as well. But the project is much further advanced, and as far as I can tell, very close to completion. There are fairly major problems with completing the project in Labrador, the powerhouse and civil works that need to be dealt with by the new contractor, Pentagon. So there'll be lots of issues there, and we're very pleased with what the commissioner's laid out there. He's got a good group of people, a long list of witnesses. This thing is going at breakneck speed. When we go into the hearing room, it's just very quick. The counsel for the commission are incredibly well prepared. They do a wonderful job, and there's a lot of information there. One of the things we're really pleased about with this second phase is the fact that there's 2 days of testimony reserved for the independent engineer, which is the group that's been appointed by the federal government to represent their interests, their financial and their engineering interest. So they're key people because they were with this project from the beginning.
What do you say to folks who say that this is a waste of money, that the horse has already left the barn, and what are we going to learn, because no matter what happens, the Muskrat Falls project will continue, and they'll flip the switch, we'll be paying those muskrat rates. What do you say to those folks?
I've heard that so often, Patty. I find it's a good question. I think it's a question that deserves to be answered. I think that we as a society couldn't conceivably reach this point in the project where without understanding why it happened. We need to understand how we got into this position so we can avoid doing it again. We also have to try to learn as much as we can. And for me, it was always about doing this inquiry as quickly as possible so we could start to learn what happened and make some corrections before the project is completed. Yes, it's a big price. It is a very big price that's being paid there for legal counsel, researchers, various things. I think it's a price well worth paying. And you know what's come out of the first phase? It's enough to blow your mind. So in my opinion, we're learning a lot. We are learning a lot. And you can't underestimate the importance of understanding what went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the structural deficits, the who knew what when, especially when it came to making the sanction decision. I see you talk about big numbers. $12.7 billion is where Stan Marshall and Nalcor keep saying that's where the project rests. You think it's going to increase much more. Why?
Well, mainly because I think the Estaldi thing is so open-ended. I think that Estaldi is likely to lead to some further issues because you got a new contractor going in. I'm getting some feedback here. I don't know if you're getting it, but...
I apologize for that, sir.
Okay. There's nothing I can do about that, I guess. But anyway, the thing is, you got a new contractor going in there. Are they going to accept everything that the previous contractor did? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that this $12.7 billion is likely to be exceeded. Hope not. But the other big question is, we have to ask ourselves, Patty, is, well, you know, the schedule calls for the first power November this year, 2019. This is 2019. And is it going to happen? Big question mark. There's been a deafening silence. I expect it'll be June before Stan Marshall tells us all where they are on this project, at least June. And I'd be surprised if everything goes on as planned.
Well, we still haven't figured out the software glitch that's keeping us from bringing as much power as they wanted from to Soldiers Band, for instance. Last one. I read a story this morning, and you're talking about as the government reaches out for some help and some measures to control rates. And you're warning not to sell away some of our assets, whether it be renegotiation at the Upper Churchill or otherwise. Why is that your approach?
Well, I think that it's a big fear that we're in such a weak position, and it's so attractive to avoid taking tough fiscal measures to reduce our expenditures. And I mean, we've raised taxes. We haven't really cut our expenditures significantly. We're still spending per capita more than most other provinces, more than all other provinces. So it's so attractive to be able to say, well, we're going to just mortgage the future. We're going to, and I hear things like, we're going to extend the depreciation. It's one of the suggestions that was made by one of the interveners was that we extend the depreciation so we depreciate over 100 years instead of over 50 years. I don't like that. That's shifting the burden to future generations. By the same token, if we say to Hydro-Quebec, we're going to give you an extra 10 years, the contract's now going to go to 2051 instead of 2041, and they're going to give us $10 billion or some large amount of money that's going to bail us out. What are we doing? We're sacrificing the rights of future generations. We put ourselves in this position. We got to get ourselves out of it. We don't compromise our children and our grandchildren.
We're going to lose some control of something. So even if it's federal assistance, whether that comes with an equity stake at Muskrat Falls, an injection of cash, you suggest that if and when that comes to pass, that we'll get some federal direction as how we control spending in this province.
I think unless we control spending, the federal government is going to take control of our spending, as the federal government in the United States is taking control of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, all the shots are being called by the federal government in the States. Same thing could happen here unless we take timely action. If we don't take timely action, what's going to happen is somebody else is going to be calling the shots. But we have to show, we have to demonstrate that we're going to take some of the pain, and then we got to be able to get the national taxpayer to take more of a greater share of the cost.
Which won't go over well in every other province and territory in the country. Mr. Vardy, always good to see you, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
As David Vardy, of course, representing the Coalition of Concerned Citizens regarding the Muskrat Falls project. And yes, February 18th, we see the second phase of the inquiry led by Justice LeBlanc. It'll happen in Happy Valley Goose Bay.